Not only did Vice President Pence make it clear, citing many references, that the United States has always stood with Israel, the values of Israel, and citing references to President George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, he also made it clear that God stands with Israel. One reporter, after listening to the Vice President's address, even went as far as saying this, quote, Mike Pence's sermon at the Knesset casts him as the hero of Israel, and get this, the horseman of the Trumpocalypse. Interesting, isn't it? Well, let's listen now to just a few more of the Vice President's comments delivered on the floor of the Israeli Knesset, and then we're going to pick up on our discussion of the general theme of Vice President's address to the Knesset. Was it a speech or a sermon? Russ?
During his historic visit to Jerusalem, President Trump declared that the bond between us, in his words, is woven together in the hearts of our people. And the people of the United States have always held a special affection and admiration for the people of the book. In the story of the Jews, we've always seen the story of America. It is the story of an exodus, a journey from persecution to freedom, a story that shows the power of faith and the promise of hope. My country's very first settlers also saw themselves as pilgrims, sent by providence to build a new promised land. The songs and stories of the people of Israel were their anthems, and they faithfully taught them to their children, and do to this day. And our founders, as others have said, turned to the wisdom of the Hebrew Bible for direction, guidance, and inspiration. America's first president, George Washington, wrote with favor to the children of the stock of Abraham. Our second president, John Adams, declared that the Jews, in his words, have done more to civilize man than any other nation. And your story inspired my forebears to create what our 16th president called a new birth of freedom. And down through the generations, the American people became fierce advocates of the Jewish people's aspiration to return to the land of your forefathers. To claim your own new birth of freedom in your beloved homeland. The Jewish people held fast to a promise through all the ages, written so long ago, that even if you'd been banished to the most distant land under the heavens, from there he would gather and bring you back to the land which your fathers possessed. Through a 2,000-year exile, the longest of any people anywhere, through conquests and expulsions, inquisitions and pogroms, the Jewish people held on to this promise. And they held on to it through the longest and darkest of nights. A night, Elie Wiesel proclaimed, seven times sealed. A night that transformed the small faces of children into smoke under a silent sky. A night that consumed the faith of so many. It challenges the faith of so many still. And tomorrow, when I stand with my wife at Yad Vashem to honor the 6 million Jewish martyrs of the Holocaust, we will marvel at the faith and resilience of your people, who just 3 years after walking beneath the shadow of death, rose up from the ashes to resurrect yourselves, to reclaim a Jewish future, and to rebuild the Jewish state.
Well, gentlemen, there was a whole lot more to what the Vice President said. He went on to cite many other passages, actually, from Scripture. But, Gary, I want to start right off with here and ask your comment. Because what the Vice President did there, he referred at the beginning of that statement there in that clip to a statement made by President Trump that the Jewish people are the people of the book. If you could build out just a little bit of the significance of that statement, people of the book.
Well, Sam, I would like to do that, and I will do that. But, you know, to listen to that particular speech slash sermon, and it was good Bible teaching, tears came to my eyes.
Yeah.
You know, to have a vice president of the United States of America stand there in front of the Knesset and give that kind of delivery. Wow. I mean, just wow. God bless him. I believe that that was anointed from God, and that was a good, strong message. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he refers to the Jewish people, Israel, being the people of the book, he said the truth. And, of course, you know, he's talking about the Scriptures, the Old Testament, and I'm going to add the New Testament, because even though they've got, you know, the New Testament speaks of their future as well, but when you read through the Old Testament Scriptures, you see the birth, the history, the blessing, the future of Israel, and they are the people of the book. And when you read through the Isaiahs and the Jeremiahs and others, you can see, in Ezekiel and Daniel, you can see how the blessing of Israel is yet, the blessing of God is yet upon Israel, and their best years are yet to come. They are the people of the book.
Gary, that was a great summary. Jimmy, I want to go to you now, because he also said this: the Jewish people held fast to a promise through all the ages, written so long ago that even if you have been banished to the most distant land under the heavens, from there he, God, would gather and bring them back to the land which your fathers possessed. And then he said here, then this April, we're going to mark the day when the Jewish people have answered that ancient question. Can a country be born in a day? Can a nation be born in a moment? As the state of Israel celebrates the 70th anniversary of its birth, end quote. Jimmy, I already got a little bit of your commentary because you commented when Gary talked about it, but how significant are these words of the vice president for the Knesset? And just out of curiosity, before you you finish your comment, I do want to know whether you think that the vice president's address was more of a sermon than a speech.
And it was more of a sermon. I'm standing here not only crying like Gary, but I'm shouting amen, amen, amen. All he needed was a point. You know, in homiletics, they teach us 3 points and a point. That makes a message. I didn't hear his point, but boy, he's got the 3 points and he drives them home. Listen, God has chosen the Jews, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. God has promised them that they would, after being scattered, Deuteronomy 28, to the earth, they would be regathered. Ezekiel 34, he says it 18 times. In chapter 37 and verse 8, he said they would be restored as a nation. They're going to have a greater future than they've had. A kingdom is coming. That's Matthew 24, Daniel chapter 7, Zechariah chapter 6. Boy, when you got that much scripture in a so-called speech, it becomes a sermon. All he had to do is give him the invitation, and I would have gone forward.
Amen, brother.
Dr. Jimmy, let me ask you a question, because I'm sitting here just like you and Gary and Sam, almost overwhelmed by what our vice president had to say. It is historic in every sense of the word. Dr. Jimmy, you've lived in Israel for 20-some years. You have seen the twists and turns of American administrations with respect to Israel and how they responded to Israel. In one sense, after the last administration and the way Barack Obama treated the Jewish people, did you ever, in one sense, ever dream we would see something like what we witnessed 2 days ago coming from the lips of our vice president?
I've got to tell you, Dave, I prayed for it. I prayed for it from the presidents when I was in Israel, who were under George H.W. Bush, under Bill Clinton. I prayed for it under Jimmy Carter. I prayed for it under Barack Obama, George W. Bush. I never really heard any of those men, some of them good, some of them were not liking so well. I've never heard any of them stand up and be as bold as President Trump to name Jerusalem. That is so with the scripture. Jerusalem is a major component of Bible prophecy. Without it, there would be no prophetic future as far as we are concerned and what the Word of God has to say. You'd have to destroy that passage of scripture. And so for the president to name Jerusalem the political capital, and then the vice president go over and confirm it, and then really fill out the rest of that sermon around that statement of naming Jerusalem, It's an amazing thing. I never thought, David, would happen. I am so excited I can hardly stand it because, as I said, it's a major component of Bible prophecy. It's the next step we had to go to, and the rapture, because of it, could happen today.
Amen.
Jimmy, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not able to sense the excitement of Jimmy and Dave and Gary and I to what we just heard, you probably just tuned in then, because we are more than excited because of what the vice president said. And as Jimmy, as you just said, and Dave, I think you asked a great question. Did you ever expect that when you asked Jimmy, did you ever expect to hear anything like that? Well, you know what? I got to tell you, Dave, I don't think I did. I did not imagine. I mean, I've prayed for these kind of things, but I did not imagine that we would actually hear and see such strong commitments to the nation of Israel and to Jerusalem as we have now seen and heard since, well, the president made his announcement of Jerusalem on December the 6th. This is incredible.